Chapter 3. The Princess. The princess woke up. She asked if the 100 years were over. The children didn't believe in magic, but how could they not believe?They were in a strange and beautiful place. And many things are hard to believe at first. For example, Earth is round, but you can't see it. You can't feel it when you walk. If Earth is round, why can't there be magic? They went into the castle with the princess. She showed them her treasure room.But there wasn't anything in the room. So the children closed their eyes. And the princess said some magic words.
Wiggle-dilly-ugadoo,
she said. When they opened their eyes, the children saw the treasures. Everything was pretty and shiny.But Kathy found a few things that were strange. Some things weren't shiny. Some things weren't expensive. For example, there was a plain ring. The princess said that it was magic. The ring made you disappear. So she showed them. The children closed their eyes. When they opened their eyes, she was gone.But the girl wasn't really a princess. She was playing a trick on the children. Her name was Mabel. She was the maid's niece. The dress wasn't hers, it was from the castle. The room wasn't magic. She pressed a hidden button. Special walls went up and down to hide the treasures.And disappearing? That was a trick too. Or so she thought. At first, it was a trick. She hid from the children. She was happy her tricks worked. But then, she really disappeared. And she didn't know how to be seen again. Mabel cried. She told them all of her tricks.
I knew it, said Jimmy.
Take the ring off, said Kathy.
I can't, cried Mabel. It won't come off.
It was late. The children needed to get back to the school. They couldn't think of any way to help Mabel, so she went with them.